Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the TRX Procast. I'm your host, Nathan Di Rosario, and today we have a special treat for you. We're joined by a true legend in the fitness industry, the co-founder of Stick Mobility, Neil Valeria. In this episode, we'll embark on a profound journey. We'll not only delve into the fusion of Stick Mobility, isometrics and feedback, but we'll also uncover the intriguing story of Neil's career from his earliest experiences in the fitness industry world to co-creating Stick Mobility, a remarkable venture that has left an indelible mark on the fitness landscape. And whether you're a seasoned Stick Mobility enthusiast looking to deepen your knowledge or someone new to this innovative company and what they offer, this episode is a gold mine of insights. Neil's deep expertise, unique background and dedication make it an invaluable resource for anyone seeking to transform their fitness journey through Stick Mobility's principles. And we at TRX are huge fans of this product and this company. Hope you enjoy the episode.
My name's Neil Valera. I'm one of the co-founders at Stick Mobility, and I've been into sports and movement my entire life. I played golf in college, and then when I was done with golf, I wanted to be a pro golfer. Didn't work out. Right. My next was always passionate about training for something, right? Whether it was training for baseball, for golf. I always kind of researched on what the best things to do were. Got a big inspiration from Bruce Lee, got into kettlebells, learned from Pavel, and then I decided to become a personal trainer in 2007. Started training in 2007, and then the one thing that people, I guess, miss out on or don't really think about is that quality of movement. Like building muscle, building strength is great, and we absolutely need it. But just thinking about I think we take for granted the daily tasks that we do and how our joints should move. And if we lose that, then we can't go train hard or play our sports that we want to do. So that's kind of what inspired us to get into, to create Stick Mobility. Dennis and I, we took some courses from a doctor in Santa Cruz. He's a chiropractor and he taught stick stretching, right? And that was kind of the beginning of the journey there. We were just using basic dowels, some bamboo, and we were just stretching, more passive stretching. He would use it with his patients more for the rehab aspect and make them feel a bit better.
Yeah.
But we could see there was a big piece missing, which was that strength element. We kind of evolved it and used it with our clients. It kind of evolved. We turned it into a whole training system where we needed to adapt it with some strong sticks. We couldn't use bamboo anymore. They'd either break or they'd bend and then stay bent.
Now you're like a global brand. We're fortunate to have opportunities all over the world. And a lot of the time, 9 times out of 10, I see Stick Mobility there. It shows really actually a very simple product by the look of it in terms of it's a stick for all intents and purposes, like a suspension trainer is
just a stick.
Single anchor point and you use your body weight. But we're on the same path in trying to simplify something that can be effective. But how have you found over the few years people looking at the subjects that you're looking to in terms of strength and stability and mobility a lot more now than when Stick Mobility first came out? Is it getting more and more important that you're finding educating trainers on Stick Mobility of all walks of life, not just within a gym, but like you say, within sports rehab, professional athletes, even your weekend warriors?
I do think that mobility has become more popular over the last 10 years. And part of it is due to social media. Right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are showing their benefits from whether they're using Stick Mobility or another program about how mobility has improved their life. I think that we're seeing that across the industry. I still think it's still a very small part of it. I think no matter what, I do think like the aesthetics and bodybuilding, that stuff is still going to be that's kind of like that first entry point, right? I mean, growing up, that's what I saw. You see the Muscle Fitness magazines, you follow their programs, and that's what you do. But I do think you're starting to see it creep in there because you are seeing these fitness influencers that are in that field starting to get into whether it's Stick Mobility or some other mobility program and show it how it's benefiting them in their practice.
Yeah. Is your training, has it evolved over the years? Were you the type of guy that would go in and just stick to the weight section, try and lift as heavy as possible, not really looking at your recovery or even your warm-up. Has it kind of evolved, and why has it evolved? Did you suffer any injuries, or was it just an interest in, actually, I can perform better if I started looking at mobility, stretching, flexibility a little bit more?
For me, I was a big fan of Bruce Lee, you know, like you talked about, and you look at his training program, he was big into bodybuilding, big into strength training, but he was also big into flexibility. And if you think about the way martial artists moves, like they have to be able to hit these certain ranges of motions. Growing up, I did some martial arts. I always knew the importance of movement and flexibility. But yeah, I think when you're a teenager and in high school, I didn't necessarily focus on that stuff. I kept it because I was always active and played sports. But my training was, hey man, I'm going to go do bench press. Right after I do the flat bench, I'm going to go do the incline bench. Then I'm going to go to the decline bench. Then I'm going to go to the dumbbells. But yeah, that, and then from there, as I started getting into higher levels of golf and then playing in college, I started to see, we had strength coaches. I started to see the different sides of things, like, oh, okay, I need to go train my legs. I should do more sprints. I need to do more plyos and start involved but definitely evolved. And then working with people, right? When you start to become a trainer, you see most people's bodies, especially in this 30, 40, 50, 60 year old range, people's bodies are pretty broken, right? So you can't start with what you may think when you first start as a trainer, like, hey, what I'm going to, yeah, this is what we're going to do. And you see how these people move, you're assessing them, you're like, yeah, that's not going to work. Like, we need to figure out a way to get them to something that's accessible, right, to start off with, where they can progress, and then eventually they can get into the more intense stuff.
Yeah, and also not so intimidating, right? If people are reluctant to train or haven't trained, and then they go in and see the type of equipment that majority of people will use, and they can't necessarily, not only necessarily lift the weights or run at a certain speed that they see people, they can't even have difficulty with their movements, and it's going to be put off straight away. I think, again, very similar to what we do. Whilst I think that, and we've said this in the past, like TRX suspension training can be quite intimidating to start with, just because people really don't know what to do with it. Whereas a stick mobility, I think that is a good way of kind of integrating into people and looking at the quality of movements first before you then progress into that range. Do you find most people will use your products at the start, or would they integrate it as a training program in the markets in terms of what use people are getting from your product?
I think initially they'll use it as a warm-up or as a recovery tool.
Right.
Because kind of what we put out there, right, is we show these big stretches that cover all the different fascial lines. For some people, when they first get into it, they're like, oh, this is difficult. This is not what I thought it was. Because if they are going through some of the instruction that we have on YouTube, there's always this element of pushing or pulling into the stick. There's a lot of strength training involved in it.
Yeah.
It's just that it's in these much bigger full body motions. I think sometimes when they first start it, it may be just a warm up, or it might just be like a standalone 10, 15 minute workout as hey, this is my mobility training, right? And it's completely separate from the workout.
No, brilliant. We'll talk about the main reason for this episode anyway. The title of the podcast is Mastering Levers and Stability and Unveiling the Power of Stick Mobility Training. Can you just go into detail on what the concept of leverage in stick mobility exercise is, and how does it enhance the effectiveness of movements?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about a stick, it's a very, very simple tool, right? And what we're using it for is leverage, like you said, and leverage can create a mechanical advantage, or it can create a mechanical disadvantage. In terms of exercise, we can either, with a mechanical advantage, we can make the exercise or movement easier and attainable, more accessible, whether we have, like you said, a weekend warrior that's very beginner, that has a very low training age. We can get them started and put them in a position where they can have success. Or say we have a higher level athlete that wants more intensity, we can change the leverage and make the exercise much more difficult.
And then there is some differences between first, second, and first class levers. Could you just go into a bit of detail on that and maybe give some examples of the exercises that you can do on stick mobility?
If you think about first class lever, second class lever, those both give you mechanical advantages, right? Third class lever, you don't have a mechanical advantage. First class lever, think about a seesaw, right? Okay. You have the fulcrum, it's right in the middle. You have load on one side, and then you have effort on the other. If you're thinking about the human body, you can think about the head and the neck. If I was lifting my head up into neck extension, you have basically the weight of your head pulling you forward. You got the muscles in the back of your neck. That's the effort pulling you. Your fulcrum is that cervical spine.
Yeah.
Now, if I was to take the stick and use it as a first class lever, when we're doing, let's just say we're doing some of our rotation, thoracic rotation drills, right? If I was to place this behind my back and I'd have the stick on each, I'd be holding this long stick on each hand.
Yeah.
Right now, the center of the stick is right against my thoracic spine. That's going to be the fulcrum point. Okay. Now, if I was to, let's just say I wanted to create more rotation to the right, the effort, the load is on the right side. Okay. And that's my body's resisting that load. The leverage of the stick can help me attain positions that I may not be able to get to on my own without this added piece of equipment. Okay. Now, with my left hand, right, is where I can push. And I want to say I want to go into right thoracic rotation. I push with the left hand. And now what that's going to do, it's going to allow me to rotate further into my right side.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a really good example. In terms of the placements of the sticks themselves, can you mm-hmm. adjust the placement to create variations in lever lengths and then challenge the levels based on the person's capabilities as well?
Yeah, definitely. If we look at let's just say I was holding a stick in my right hand, right? And I was holding it right in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was holding it's horizontal to the ground. Now the stick would feel a certain weight. But if I lengthen the lever out to the left side, that would increase the weight on that left side. Now the right side of my arm would have to work really, really hard for me to keep that stick level. Now we're just in even though the weight of the stick isn't changing, the perceived effort and the perceived weight of the stick to my body feels a lot more difficult.
Yeah. Okay.
So then your body has to figure out, hey, how do I organize so that I can create enough tension that I can hold the stick level?
Yeah. And would you say in terms of the placement of the stickers, again, it could be considered as a way to progress or regress, depending on, again, the capabilities of the person and using the sticks for the first time, or if they're more experienced, they could adjust where that stick is and actually create a bit of progression on that particular exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. So whether it's stick placement or arm placement up and down the stick, it'll make it easier or much more difficult. If my hands are higher, let's just say we're doing like a lunge and I wanted to make a, if I wanted to make a lunge easier, then my hands would go up really high and I would turn it into more of a hang. Now my arms are taking maybe, let's just say they're taking 40 or 50% of the weight out of my legs. Now my legs are still working. But for someone that's detrained, that it's a load that they can handle. They can get a lot more time under tension. They can progress. And then now as you get better and better, we can take our arms and we can start lowering them down, place the sticks more out in front of us. Now we can still create this pressure and drive and tension into the ground where we're still building strength. But now my legs are probably doing 90% of the work.
Okay. Yeah, that makes total sense. Thanks very much for that. And can you go into a bit of detail in terms of, let's look at the stability principle and how that applies to certain exercises to improve balance and coordination?
Yeah, you think about joint stability or control of the joint, right? So if we have better awareness of our joints in space, we have better proprioception.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, our bodies just have a better sense of what we need to do and how to react. If we can create this control at every joint and then put it into bigger movement patterns, then we just will have a better chance of having a lot of balance and stability in any movement that we encounter.
Yeah. Okay. That then, in terms of joint stability and the stick mobility training, the exercises that you do, like you say, mm-hmm. whether it's part of a warm-up or whether you're doing it as a 20-minute exercise program, it will enhance joint stability and mobility, like, simultaneously, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, we can do with, let's just say we wanted to create a little bit more joint range of motion. We use the stick as leverage to maybe get your, let's just say we want to get more range of motion in your shoulder. Now we can use a stick to get your shoulder in a position that maybe creep it just outside of what you have control of without the stick.
Yeah.
From there, we get into that range and then we can start doing different isometrics. We can squeeze the stick. We can pull on it. We can push on it. We can try to flex it. Now we're teaching this joint and all the muscles around it, hey, how can we contract? How can we control this? Now that we have that little bit of extra range there and a little bit more control, and that's how it leads into, besides stability, we're getting that control in that area too.
Perfect. Thanks. Again, thanks for that perfect answer, Neil. And then could you give me some examples then in terms of how athletes, and you mentioned you're a golfer, let's use golf as an example first, that what benefits of incorporating stick mobility exercises for athletes, let's use golf, how can a stick mobility kind of improve the game of golf for pros or even just general enthusiasts that play on a range or have a round on the weekends?
Well, from like a very fundamental level, right? I'm just thinking about function. If the joints move well, and we can bend and move out of these different shapes, then we have a chance of even having good golf technique, right? And then now that we build this control, this ability to move in these different spaces, then what we can do is with the sticks, we can use isometrics and we can help create different feels with these positional isometrics for the golf swing itself, right?
Yeah.
You'll feel the different ground pressures. We can maybe, you think about what positions your body gets into, hip internal rotation, thoracic rotation.
Yeah.
We want to develop all these qualities and then we can start putting it into big movement patterns with the sticks.
Yeah, I suppose in a sense then, because the golf swing is vital to the game, it goes without saying, but that kind of movements and that kind of pressure that you can put on in that kind of golf swing position is going to benefit the sport straight away. People, for example, if they're going on the range, they could even just do that specific movement on your stick to start with and going around, and then it would automatically feel like their body has opened up a little bit more. Is that kind of the instantaneous benefits that people could see straight away? Or would you say for someone new to it, it wouldn't be as instantaneous? Yes, you would feel like a little bit more open, but in terms of the development, like with anything, it takes a little bit of habit, keep continuing to use that for your sport, but then also in daily life. Or like I say, could someone come in straight away, get into that position with a qualified professional, outside the range 4 or 5 minutes and go in and feel like they're swinging, not necessarily getting the ball connected correctly, but feel like they're swinging a lot better than normal?
Yeah, I mean, I think when it comes to changing your body, that's going to take a lot of time, right?
Yeah.
Take training, take effort. But for someone, let's just say that someone already has the physical qualities to make a good golf swing.
Yeah.
And let's just say that the golf instructor or teacher they're working with knew how to use the stick to create the right feel for them of what to do, then that could make an instant impact into a change in their golf technique, because now they understand with stick mobility, we're really trying to create more body awareness.
Yeah.
But if the instructor understands, hey, I want this person to put more, let's just say they want to put more pressure on their left foot. Now they give them a drill that creates that sensation of what that left foot should do. Then that could have that immediate impact right away. The other thing is, if someone's brand new to stick mobility and they're not as mobile, right? They do a 4 or 5 minute thing. Yeah, they are going to feel more open for sure, and that's temporary, right? They're going to have to keep doing it continuously to make it permanent.
Yeah, perfect. And then, would you say stick mobility could be a good tester of range of motion? For example, we use golf. If a qualified professional had someone get into that position and they could see actually how far their range of movement is, because they could be sitting in the office all day, they may have not swung a golf club for a while. Could it be used for that as well, to really test and see where the range of motion is, and then maybe you use the stick mobility, but then other forms of exercises to really open up that body?
Yeah, it could, because it gives you this nice visual feedback, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we don't use the leverage techniques to test the range of motion, because using the leverage techniques may get you into more range of motion than you have already.
Okay.
But first, we may just want to place the stick across the shoulders. And then let's just say, hey, go ahead and go into your turn. Now as the coach, you can visually see, all right, I see where that stick is pointing. Gives me good, it gives the user and the coach nice feedback of where they're at. And now we go, okay, well, a proper shoulder turn for golf, we may want a little bit more. You'll get more distance. Here are a few drills that you can work on to increase that range, and then not just increase the range, but build strength while you're in that range.
Perfect. Okay, now thanks. And then let's talk about the core from a TRX suspension point of view. We kind of say, look, you need to engage the core all the time on any movement that you do on a suspension trainer. Can you go into a bit more detail in terms of stick mobility exercises that specifically target the core muscles whilst also promoting stability as well?
Yeah, when we're doing some of our single leg hip drills, right, and we're trying to build, we're in a standing position, and we're trying to build stability through the trunk, what we typically do is we'll have two sticks out. And if you could imagine that you're standing on a clock with your feet together, your hands would be at 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, holding the sticks right around shoulder height. Now, what we typically do is get the sticks angled in, because that's kind of your natural arm drive, right? And as you drive the sticks into the ground, and you can drive the sticks into the ground at anywhere from 20% effort up to 100% effort.
Yeah.
And as you push the sticks into the ground, you'll automatically engage this entire anterior chain, right? So everything from your grip, forearms, your triceps to your lat, and then all that connection into the serratus, into your midsection. Now that we're building this stability in the trunk right there, what we can do now is we can basically isolate the hip. We can lift our knee up, pick it up as high as we can, get into hip flexion. And then from there, we can start to, if you think about your leg moving in a pendulum motion, we can start to work hip internal, external rotation. But while we're doing that, that trunk is nice and stable. And we can see if we're actually generating the movement from the hip and not anywhere else. So it's a nice way for people to isolate the hip, but at the same time, they're getting that benefit of building some awareness in their midsection and strength there too.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I've tried that one. I was actually in Dubai this time last year, I think, at the MeFit Summit, and Ryan, I think he's one of your master trainers, delivered the session, and we were doing that exercise with one of my master trainers, and you could feel it straight away. The core just lit up straight away, even though, like you say, it's working on the hip, but like you say, it's engaging the core. And yeah, we felt that straight away. That's a perfect example for anyone that's listening and wants to give it a go. In terms of proper body alignment during the exercises with the stick mobility, can you just go through like the importance of body alignment first of all, foremost, but then also its impact on stability and more specifically injury prevention as well?
Yeah, I think with body alignment, proper body alignment for particular exercises is going to help you actually work on what you want to work on.
Yeah.
Right. Let's just say if you're familiar with like that, our bow and arrow drill, where you're getting into this side bend, a lot of times people can't get into a good side bend, and then they can't stay in that frontal plane of motion, right? What you'll see is their body will either go into rotation or they'll flex forward, because look, our bodies are smart. We see a task that we want to do, we'll figure out a way to do it. Whether it's efficient or not, we'll figure out a way to do it, because we may not have these areas of our body that can move well. But ideally, if we can get into these nice positions or these proper positions, it's just going to help our muscles function more efficiently, so that when we do have to encounter that in our daily life or sport, we can access the right things and be a lot more efficient.
Yeah. And then that will help with injury prevention. But if someone was in rehab or has a recent injury, how can someone or their trainer or their physio kind of prescribe stick mobility exercises for someone coming back to rehab? And you can give a specific example if it's a hip injury, a knee injury. How can stick mobility not prevent, but kind of support that side once the injury has happened and they're coming back into full strength? Can you just give us some examples and a bit of detail on that as well, please, Neil?
Yeah, let's just say someone hurts sprain their ankle.
Yeah.
Or something like that, right? Now we want to start to move it, right? We want to get it moving right away. But if they were to start loading it with their full body right away, it's just too much stimulus. Mm. What we can do is maybe we get into like a hanging drill like we talked about earlier, right? This takes maybe 50-60% of our body weight, and then same time we can start doing some of our ankle circles, right? The stimulus is lower, but we are still getting load into the tissues, into the joint, and then we can slowly work that range of motion. But at the same time, we're still building that strength, and we're not babying it too much.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. And then what are some of the common mistakes that people make when performing stick mobility exercises, and how is that related to levers and stability specifically? What are the common mistakes?
Yeah, I'd say common mistakes would probably be where, like, stick placement, right?
Yeah.
When, say, let's use hanging for an example. If you don't place the stick in the right position, then you may get, it may create too much leverage, right? And your arm may be in a position that you don't want. Like, you can, if, let's just say the stick is too far away from your center. Now that stick is angled way overhead across your midline, and you may not be ready for that yet. That's something that you have to build up to. It's hard to explain mm. some of these stick placements without physically showing it and how it would affect you. But yeah, the stick placement is key, because if it's in the wrong position, you're either going to get too much or not enough.
Right. Okay. And on that, and again, Neil, thanks for the answer. Because again, like you say, it would be in a practical session, this would be a really good question to kind of really show and tell. Do you think, in terms of when people first look at stick mobility, what's the initial response to it? Do they think it's going to be easier than it actually is? Is that the common perception when someone first gets involved?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The first time they try it, they're like, oh, it's just going to be some stretching, right? And they get into it and you hear like, oh. It's just, they don't realize how much effort it takes when you start pushing and pulling and while you're in some of these positions, and they start to feel things they maybe haven't felt in 20, 30 years.
Yeah, that's true. Again, like I say, I've recently got the stick mobility, but I used some of your products last year. And yeah, it was a bit of awakening in terms of even just general strength in terms of certain positions, of certain exercises. You actually feel, actually, there's a lot of areas that need to be worked on, even just to balance it out. Like I say, it kind of woke my body up a little bit more to kind of, right, we need to start looking at certain areas of my body in terms of proving strength. Yeah, it was definitely an eye-opener, not something I was expecting initially. It's probably a lot more than people first anticipated, like you've said, which is great. And it's good to see, like I say, you're doing well globally, which is perfect. And then talking about functional fitness, because we feel that we are the leaders in functional training, especially on suspension training and some of the products that we've got. How can stick mobility contribute to functional fitness by simulating the real life movements that require stability and control leverage, what we're talking about? And also, kind of a side question to that, if you don't mind, is I personally feel that a stick mobility and a TRX could sit nicely together in terms of a full training session, and even just to open the body up a little bit more. Can you talk about functional fitness as a general rule, but then also if they're pulling off a TRX session, how stick mobility can actually get people moving a little bit better on the suspension trainer itself?
Yeah. The way that I think about functional fitness is I think about function, right? Yeah. Do your joints function well? Does your body function in the way that it can? Do you have adequate movement and adequate control and coordination to do your daily tasks, right? So we kind of look at that first. If your joints aren't healthy, your body can't do these daily tasks, and you're just not a functional human being.
Yeah.
We start there, right? And that's kind of the foundation of our program is we want to build up this better, stronger, more capable human. Then as far as like mimicking real life activities, we don't necessarily have to do that because with the stick, what we're trying to do is expose you, your joints and your body to these different positions, different sensations, using the isometrics, using the leverage. And then from there, it's go do what you want to go do, right?
Yeah.
And you're gonna get conditioned from your rock climbing, your hiking. Maybe it's weightlifting, maybe it's TRX training.
Yeah.
We're putting your body in a place that you can go train hard and do that activity.
Yeah.
And then as far as combining the TRX and stick mobility, yeah, I mean it's fantastic. I've done it. I actually did a video on it just recently, like the TRX suspension single leg squat.
Yeah.
Or the suspended lunge.
Yeah.
Using the sticks, progressing from more of a beginner version, because sometimes that TRX suspended lunge initially, if you try to do it without assistance, for some people it can be hard to balance, right? We can start with use two sticks, get into a hanging position, hold that bottom position, really own it, feel really good. Then we can take a stick away. Now we have to control a little bit more, then we can get rid of the sticks, or maybe we can use the sticks for a different thing, right? And make it more dynamic, add some rotation as we're going into these TRX lunges.
Yeah, perfect. And is that on the stick mobility, like social media, that video? Or is that something that you've just done for your own use?
No, that was with NASM. That one I don't have, but we could create another one.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, because it would be good to share it to our followers, especially like the use of another variation of suspension training in a lot of ways and how your products can really benefit many uses that we've already gone through today, but also how it complements suspension training as well and how it can sit hand in hand in a lot of ways, but also using stick mobility to really improve, like you say, your suspension training overall, kind of waking up the muscles, increasing that range of mobility. You could get into a deeper squat, for example, on a suspension trainer. I think it would be perfect to maybe do something like that in the future and share that with everyone as part of our database and vice versa. From a beginner's point of view, let's take it all the way back. Someone that's new to stick mobility, they want to try it. They've seen people using it via on social media, or they've attended a fitness event, or the number of different ways that people can experience stick mobility. What would you recommend in terms of the exercises for beginners that people can follow to then gradually improve both their lever techniques and their stability?
We kind of have like a big 5 or 6 exercises that that we like to use. I mean, if they wanted to get started, YouTube would be the absolute best place to go look. We have tons of different playlists, but we do have like a quick start guide where it gives you some very easy and accessible regressions, no matter who you are. I mean, even if you were say you had a lower body injury, we do have drills that we design that you can do out of a chair.
Okay.
Sitting on a stability ball, whatever you needed to get started, we have it there. We have, if you wanted to be in the prone position, or if you want to be lying on your back, we could start there too. So there's a ton of ways to progress, but yeah, typically the big five. And what we're doing with these exercises, we're exposing you to different positions that you're going to encounter in daily life. There's going to be some sort of split stance. There's going to be some sort of single leg stance. We're going to get your arms overhead. We're going to get your body to rotate, and then we're going to get you to shift from side to side.
Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. And then that's for a beginner, but sound like a beginner coach necessarily, or coach that's got experience, as well as using your YouTube channel in terms of having a go at the exercises, the big exercises that you've mentioned. What about from a coaching perspective, someone to become a professor, or if you have a stick mobility qualification, could you just go into a bit of detail in terms of how you can also support the coach as well?
Yeah, we do have a level 1 and level 2 certification course. And those are 2-day courses. If you do them live, or you can take them online at a self-pace.
Okay.
Now, if you're not quite ready for that level one or level two certification, we do have an essentials course that we came out with, and it's about a 3-hour course, and it gets into our joint mobility and then to our active stretching. The level one course, that's going to go much deeper. And you have three phases, right? We have joint mobility, we yeah. have our strength training, and then we have our active stretching.
Okay.
And that's going to cover all of that. So the essentials doesn't get into like our strength training. Although when you do the joint mobility, you do the active stretching, you'll find out that there is a lot of strength involved. It's sure. just not, it's not as intense as it is with the specific strength training drills that we do with, because there's a lot of partner drills in there. From a coaching perspective, it's great. Whether you're teaching group classes when you want to get partners together, or as the coach, you are the partner and you're taking someone through these different drills and creating a different type of resistance or a different type of variability.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay. And I'm assuming then you'll deliver all those, the live education level one and level two kind of globally. You're pretty much mm-hmm. everywhere now, right? In terms of the education yep. that you offer. Are you looking into kind of progressing? Would there be a level three, or do you think this is kind of the foundation that you need and then you go off and kind of put your own spin on things? Or are you looking to continuously develop your education over the next few months and years?
With a level two course, I think we'll always try to improve everything.
Yeah.
Whether it's simplifying things, or say new research comes out or we just find a way to do something better. Maybe we could take something out of the level one and replace it with something else that's more efficient. Level two, we get into this deeper dive into the principles from level one, but then we also start to show you, hey, how do we combine the stick mobility principles into body weight training? How do we combine it with other tools?
Mm.
From there, I mean, there's a lot in that level two for a coach to grow on there, because you're taking everything we did and learning, understanding, hey, the stick is our tool. Right, we're teaching movement and we're teaching strength, but now it's like, how do we take those principles and what you learned using the stick, and how do you apply it into a barbell? How do you apply it into a kettlebell? How do you apply it into a TRX?
Talking about different modalities, and we've talked about it briefly as we're wrapping up now. Can you just give us some examples of how stick mobility training can be integrated with other fitness modalities to create an overall workout routine, but still addresses levers and stability? Have you got any examples, or have you seen anyone doing anything that you think, yeah, that's really good in terms of incorporating other pieces of equipment?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the first one we talked about, right, with using the TRX,
yeah.
And the stick. I mean, I think that's one way we can do it, because that's going to address our stability, and then you're starting to understand how leverage can contribute to either creating more load or yeah. less load in the body. And if we think about the stick, right, if we're holding it on one end, that's an offset load. Let's just say that I was in a lunge, or you were in a lunge position, you were holding the stick horizontal to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You've got long lever out to one side. And let's just say as the coach, I'm trying to flex the stick in a certain direction right now. Your body has to react to that to stabilize yourself.
Yeah.
Now you're contracting your core. You're figuring your body's figuring out what to do with your feet. How do I just stay centered and not let it move me? So you're connecting everything from your feet, your core, all the way to your hands, your shoulders, your chest, lats, everything. Now we understand that's an offset load. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now everything we do in life is offset, except when we go to the gym, right? And we go to the gym, Joy. Everything is typically like a perfect controlled manner.
Yeah.
But from there, let's just say we use that as a primer, right? Okay, now my body understands the sensation, but now let's go into some TRX rip trainer rotations, right? Now I know the sensation I need to create rotation, resist rotation. Let's get this rip trainer, and now let's create some faster rotations.
Yeah. Okay, brilliant. Perfect, Neil. Thanks for that. But yeah, yep. we're going to wrap up pretty much now. There's a couple of questions that we normally tend to ask everyone, but first sure. I want to say thank you very much for your time. Again, I do appreciate you taking the time to come and chat to us, and
yeah, absolutely, thank you
and
for
I'm
having
sure
me on.
Our pleasure, mate, and I'm sure our listeners will find it really, really beneficial. So the first question Obviously, you're one of the co-founders of Stick Mobility. If you had to choose one exercise only on your Stick Mobility products, what would it be, and why would you choose that?
Now, for me, it's the monkey hang.
Yeah. Okay.
From a split stance, there's so many different positions you can hit from that monkey hang. You can change your torso angle. That split stance, we're building a lot of leg strength. And like you said, we're building this functional leg strength that we can carry over to whether it's like you're hiking, you're running, rock climbing. There's always something you're doing from a split stance or almost single leg stance. That, even if you're hanging right, that's going to prepare your legs for more intense things. With the hang, we're strengthening our grip. We're getting more shoulder mobility, but we're creating this nice length in the spine as well.
Yeah.
Now, when we're in that position, we're able to rotate our torso. Now we can get some thoracic rotation. We're getting mobility in the spine, mobility in the shoulders, and then we're creating length on that anterior hip as well.
Yeah, there's as well as that being like the one main exercise, there's a lot of variations to that.
Yeah.
And you can just keep progressing it and having to play with it in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Whether you do that with one stick or two sticks, it's up to you.
Yeah, brilliant. Now, and then in terms of if people want to find out more about you, are you on social media? Where can people find, if people want to see your videos as an example, where can they go?
Well, for our Instagram is @stickmobility. And then my personal Instagram is @NVStrength.
Okay. I'm just making a note of that because I'll give you a follow after.
Yep.
So I'll definitely want to check out your videos.
And it's just NV as in my initials. So.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay, then, Neil. Thanks very much for this episode. I know we've got another one coming up where we'll delve into a little bit more detail on a different subject when it comes to stick mobility. But again, I just want to say, again, thanks very much for your time. Do appreciate you having a chat with us. Yeah, Stick Mobility and yourself have been very grateful and kind to us by offering us a discount code for any listeners to use and go onto your website and purchase the products. That discount code is going to be TRX20 and it gives 20% off. I'll also put that in the show notes for anyone listening that doesn't want to pause and make a note of it. It will be in the show notes. Like I've said, we wouldn't necessarily get a company on unless we were also passionate about the products as well. We really rate using Stick Mobility on its own and also with a TRX, as we've talked to very much. So anyone that's listening that wants to take advantage of the offer, I believe it's going to be for the next couple of weeks by the time this episode comes out. Make sure you grab it quickly. Make sure you follow Stick Mobility and Neil for further updates and for videos. And Neil, we'll look forward to catching you up on the next episode when we'll go into a little bit more detail about Stick Mobility. Yeah, thank you very much for your time.
That was good. Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you for joining us on this enlightening journey through the world of fitness, stick mobility, and the incredible story of Neil Valeria. We hope you've gained valuable insights that will enhance your fitness journey. If you're as fascinated as we are by the power of stick mobility, be sure to explore their offerings and discover how this versatile tool can revolutionize your workout, especially on the TRX suspension trainer. A big thank you again to Neil Valeria for sharing his expertise and passion with us today. And to our listeners, thank you for being part of the TRX Procast community. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review to help us bring you more enriching content. Until next time, see you on the next episode.